With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
.901 here on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, the voice of the resistance. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, so Schumer now has made it official. That crook, Senator Pat Leahy, yep, the most vicious Democrat in the entire U.S. Senate, he's a political thug, is now going to be presiding as the judge over the Senate impeachment trial, the show trial. Chief Justice John Roberts has said he wants no part of it. He will only preside over an impeachment of a sitting U.S. president, as is stipulated in the Constitution. So, listen now to Schumer. Schumer yesterday took to the Senate floor after the article of impeachment was formally walked over from the House to the Senate. The trial has now, in theory, begun. It will really begin on February 9th. Listen now to Schumer. Roll cut 7, Christian.
It makes no sense whatsoever that a president or any official could commit a heinous crime against our country and then defeat Congress's impeachment powers by simply resigning so as to avoid accountability and a vote to disqualify them from future office.
Okay, this is what I find incredible. Trump did not resign. You know, it's not like this was, July of 2020. And they impeached him a second time. And he goes, oh, geez, I'm going to get convicted in the Senate. You know what? Let me resign. And this way, I'm not going to get convicted in the Senate because I'm out of office. He didn't resign. He served his full term. To the last second. That's number one. Number two, and this is not an original point, and I don't like the comparison to Nixon, because Nixon actually did commit crimes. Trump didn't commit anything. You did nothing wrong. But if you just play out the constitutional argument, Nixon knew he was going to be impeached in the House and convicted in the Senate over Watergate. So what did Nixon do? He resigned. Now, he was out of office. If they had the constitutional authority to impeach and then hold a trial of a private citizen after Watergate, they would have done it. But they didn't do it then. You know why? Because they don't have the power to do so. And they knew so at the time. Everybody knows this. So the Nixon resignation tells you everything you need to know. Now, Ford then pardoned him so there would be no prosecution of Nixon. Nothing in the courts, no legal consequences to the cover-up and the break-in. Because, you know, breaking into the Watergate, that was a crime. It's a break-in. It's an actual crime. So Nixon pardoned him from any future prosecutions, any actual legal jeopardy that Nixon may face. But they could have impeached him. And, you know, if the Democrats are believing what they're saying now, they could have impeached him when he resigned. They could have said, we're still impeaching. They didn't. Why not? Because once he's a private citizen, you don't have that authority. But it doesn't matter. For Schumer now, it's all about the witch hunt. Listen now to Schumer. Now, this is the one. This. So he's basically saying, no. We're going to get him. This is a political lynch mob. Roll cut 8, Christian.
There seems to be some hope that Republicans could oppose the former president's impeachment on process grounds rather than grappling with his actual awful conduct. Let me be very clear. This is not going to fly. The trial is going to happen.
So he can be a private citizen. This could be legitimate, illegal, a sham, unconstitutional. The trial's going to happen. So we're going to get him. We're going to get him. Or at least we're going to try to get him. Now, this is the one I want to play. Okay, this is the mother cut. Notice this line of argument. How many times have you heard it about everything? Literally everything. Anything the Democrats want to do. Anything. And you oppose them or refute them, this is always their counterargument. Roll cut 9, Christian.
Some of my Republican colleagues have latched on to a fringe legal theory that the Senate does not have the constitutional power to hold a trial because Donald Trump is no longer in office. This argument has been roundly debunked by constitutional scholars from the left, right, and center. It defies precedent, historic practice, and basic common sense.
Okay, number one, what precedent is it defying? Number two, cite to me, it's been debunked. They always say that. It's been debunked. Debunked by who? Who? Name me one constitutional scholar on the right who says this thing is kosher. This thing is up on the up and up. What? Just one. Cite me your sources. Oh, this has been debunked by constitutional experts on the right, on the center, on the left. Everybody says we've got the right to do this. The exact opposite is true. You won't find one centrist constitutional law professor or expert, no conservative constitutional law professor, and many liberal constitutional law professors, i.e. Alan Dershowitz, professor emeritus at Harvard. Hey, according to the media and the Dems, this is what they said about him for 50 years. The preeminent constitutional scholar in the United States of America. That's what they said about Dershowitz for 50 years. Dershowitz is the one said, the Constitution, the impeachment clause, is to impeach a sitting member of office. In office, an office holder. Once the office holder is gone, you don't have the right to impeach. Jonathan Turley, George Washington University, who, by the way, for some reason, because he talks on Fox, they say he's some kind of a conservative. He's no such thing. Jonathan Turley is a liberal. I mean, not a crazy liberal, not a moonbat liberal like Lawrence Tribe or some of these other so-called experts they roll out on MSNBC or CNN. But he's an old-fashioned liberal Democrat. He's a liberal. He says there's nothing in the Constitution that allows this. There's no precedent for any of this. So this has been it's a fringe theory. This is a fringe theory. The only fringe theory is yours. That's why it's never been done before. The only exception, this is the one they keep citing. They have to go to 1876. Okay? This name, remember this name because you're going to hear it a million times. He was the Secretary of War under President Grant. He was accused of taking bribes. His name is Belknap, B-E-L-K-N-A-P, Belknap. So to avoid being impeached, he was impeached for taking bribes. So he resigned from office. And so it went to the Senate trial. And even though he was then a private citizen, they went through with a Senate trial. Now, they're claiming this is their precedent, this one case in 1876. What they don't tell you, and this is not just my argument, this is Dershowitz's argument, this is frankly like, I don't know, over 95% of constitutional scholars. The reason why they acquitted him, in fact, it's in today's Wall Street Journal, they make the very same point today in their editorial, is they realized we don't have the authority to hold a trial once a person is a private member or a private citizen. So they acquitted Belknap on the grounds we don't have the authority to do this. So there's no freaking precedent. It's all make belief. It's all fantasy. They are just using any pretext to go after the president, and they know it. Bill in Stoneham. Thanks for holding, Bill, and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. Hi, are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You're on the right road, okay? All I can say is, when is the horse and pony show going to stop? I feel this way here. They are running out of gasoline, and they're going to be on the side of the road pretty soon looking for some help. But you are on the right track. Let's just hit them where it hurts, in their pocketbook, okay? We have to go through and form a We just got to go through in masses and file a class action suit, okay? And, you know, we haven't fallen off the truck yesterday. We're all from the same era. We know better. And we can see through the...
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Clouds here. This smoke screen is not very good.
Oh, I agree. And I think this Senate impeachment trial is going to be the spark. They've overreached. They've overreacted. And now they're going to reap the political whirlwind. 617-266-6868 is the number. Agree, disagree. Your calls next. .918 here on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, you can text us WRKO, whatever your message is, to 70-470-7470, or as always, you can email me. This is a fascinating message, and I want to share it with you. Jeff, what's to stop Senator Pat Leahy from setting the rules of this kangaroo court to require a secret ballot? Now, remember, the Republicans, it's McConnell, are floating the idea that Republican members are going to vote on a secret ballot whether to convict Trump. The Democrats are not going to do it on a secret ballot because they're all going to convict. And they're proud for their constituents that they're going to convict. But the establishment GOP, they're petrified of the repercussions politically. So they're floating this idea, well, why don't we do as a secret ballot so nobody will know who voted to convict and who didn't vote to convict. Now, in theory, Senator Pat Leahy, as the presiding judge, because remember, Roberts doesn't want anything to do with this now. In theory, he can order, if McConnell, and Schumer's going to give his permission, if McConnell gives the green light and says, yeah, no, I, as a Senate Minority Leader, I think we should have a secret ballot. So with if McConnell and Schumer agree, then Leahy can say, if you guys want a secret ballot, you can have a secret ballot. So in theory, it can happen. Here is the problem. Mitch is now backed into a corner. This could be the end of Mitch McConnell. Because I'm telling you that if they vote for a secret ballot, you are going to see such an immense public outcry and backlash from Republicans, from Trump supporters, from conservatives. The Republican Party will be destroyed. And that's what Rand Paul is now screaming in Mitch McConnell's ear. And Ron Johnson and Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz. I mean, I could go on and on. Dozens of Republicans have told McConnell, you do this, we are going to revolt and we're going to oust you as Senate Republican leader. You're done. You're done. You make the announcement and you're done. So if this is going to be done in public and there's going to be an open vote, and there should be an open vote, we have the right to know. whether our senator voted, you know, up or down on whether to convict President Trump of incitement to an insurrection. If they do it in the open, then if McConnell and the establishment GOP turn on Trump, they're finished. They're finished. So McConnell now, let's see if he really has the so-called strength of his convictions. Because he was talking a big game just a week ago, how he wants to vote for conviction. He wants other Republicans to vote for a conviction. Now he's sounding a very different tune. After seeing all these primary challengers already line up for Liz Cheney, after Rand Paul basically threatened him. I mean, not in a bad way, but he said, listen, you're going to get primaried and you're finished. You won't spend another day as the Republican leader if you turn on the president. So he's got a big decision to make. My prediction, he loves his position. He loves his power. He loves his privilege so much. He's going to vote to acquit. Not because he believes it, or I don't care what he believes, but because he knows what's good for his political career. So we'll see. But we run the show now. Trump is the kingmaker. Trump is holding all the cards. And if McConnell is smart, when you have no hand, fold. 617-266-6868 is the number. Again, just my opinion. Sandy in Swampscott. Thanks for holding, Sandy, and welcome.
Oh, thank you, Jeff.
Hi.
There was a couple things I wanted to mention to you. One of them was that Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi both have heavy investments in the machines, the voting machines. So isn't that a conflict of interest?
Yes, it's completely
correct.
And
today, you said something so wonderful. Those Republicans in the states need to get together, just like you said, and say, I don't want the machines. There's no mail-in voting. And we can go to these leaders and encourage them through letter or text or phone and say, go for it. We need to know what state is going to uphold and where we feel safe with our votes. And I think the moving vans would be absolutely loaded.
Well, Sandy, I can tell you it's already happening. It's happening in Pennsylvania. It's happening in Wisconsin. It's happening in Michigan. It's going to happen in Georgia. It's happening in Arizona. So already, and you're seeing it in many other states. I'm just giving you the battleground states. But many other states with Republican legislatures. This is, for us, the number one issue. We must have honest, clean elections. So election reform, election integrity. So it's already happening, Sandy.
Well, you brought out a wonderful awareness. That the bill that they are trying to force down our throat.
The HR1.
HR1. I didn't know about it. So many of our listeners don't know about it. And you always make us aware. That thing is like communist 101 again.
Sandy. Thank you very much for that call. And that's why they're trying to rush it through quickly. It's clearly unconstitutional. I'm telling you, I know the Supreme Court has been craven and cowardly and supine. I understand that. But I'm telling you, the Supreme Court is going to shoot this down. This is so unconstitutional. I mean, it's off the charts. Rand Paul said he's going to filibuster it. So the reason why they're trying to ram it through is they want to undercut all of this effort that's taking place in all of these states. So, look, it's not going to happen overnight. But, see, the biggest mistake the Democrats made is they flushed themselves out. Trump smoked them out. Ah, that's how you guys have been stealing elections. Ah, that's how you guys have been perpetuating voter fraud and fraudulent elections. That's how you've been doing it. Oh, look at the Republican establishment. Look how exposed they've been now because of Trump. So, you know, we were in the darkness. Now we're fighting in the light. We're fighting in the light. If we fight in the light, we win. 617-266-6868 is the number. Okay, I don't want to rush it. I'm going to take David in Salem, but I don't want to rush the call. So I want to take more of your calls. Coming in, I'm going to play a montage. I want you to hear this. Republican resistance now to the Senate impeachment trial is growing and growing and growing. Don't touch that dial. Thirty-one here on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer. Listen now to the growing Republican resistance. Roll cut 16, Christian.
I think it's a moot point because I think right now Donald Trump is no longer the president. He is a former president.
I think the trial is stupid. I think it's counterproductive. We already have a flaming fire in this country, and it's like taking a bunch of gasoline and pouring it on top of the fire.
I think a lot of Americans are going to think it's strange that the Senate is spending its time trying to convict and remove from office a man who left office a week ago.
And it's getting more and more by the day. Republican resistance is hardening. It's deepening. It's expanding. They're not going to get 67 votes. They're not going to get close to 67 votes. Listen now, this is unbelievable. One of the lead impeachment managers, I'm not making this up, is Eric Swalwell. You know, the guy who still is on the House Intelligence Committee, who was caught having sex with a...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Chinese spy who was working directly for the Chinese Communist Party. Her name was Christine Fang. Bang, bang with Fang Fang. Listen to Swalwell yesterday on MS Left BC. Roll cut 15, Christian.
Because Donald Trump, we know, will do this again, has such a disdain for democracy and a disdain for public safety, we can't afford as a country to give him a chance to even come close to doing this again.
Why are you allowed to be on the House Intelligence Committee again? He never slept with a Chinese spy. You did. He never compromised classified information to our number one adversary and mortal enemies. You did. I mean, this guy, I'm serious. He's a traitor. He should be behind bars. In another time, in another era, he would be facing the firing squad for having done what he did. Instead, not only is he on the House Intelligence Committee, he's one of the leading impeachment managers. And he's openly telling us, well, we can't let him run for office again. You want to know why we're doing it? He can't run for office again. Because they're so afraid, the Dems and the media, that if Trump runs again, he's going to win. They're afraid of Trump and they're afraid of us because we're the majority. And they're ultimately afraid because they had to steal the last election to make sure Trump didn't serve a second term. That's what's driving all of this. And the ultimate point, and a lot of people are missing this, but I want you to think about it. Who are they to deny the American people their candidate if that candidate wants to run again? How can you deny? This is ultimately a war on us. If we law-abiding, tax-paying Americans say, no, we want Donald Trump to run for office again. We want him to run for the presidency again. Who are the Democrats? Who are the Rhino Republicans? In other words, who are the Chuck Schumers, Nancy Pelosi's, Eric Swalwell's, and Mitt Romney's of the world to take away that fundamental choice from us, the voters? So what they're really doing by saying he can't run again is they're disenfranchising us. They're saying, nah. You may want him, but we're never going to allow you to vote for him again. This is the most anti-democratic act in the, quote, name of saving democracy, unquote. They fear him because they fear us. And they fear us because they don't want a government of the people, by the people, for the people. They want a government of the special interests, for the special interests, by the special interests. In other words, of the crooks, by the crooks, for the crooks. 617-266-6868. You know what we have now? No one else has the guts to say it. I'm going to say it. We have a mafia state. This is political gangsterism. So that's what we have. That's the Uniparty. That's the Washington cartel. That's the swamp, as President Trump called it. It's really a mafia state. And what you're seeing now, McConnell runs his political crime family. Biden runs his criminal crime family. Pelosi, Schumer, they run their criminal crime families. Mitt Romney, Pierre Delecto runs his political crime family. That's what this is. And now it's all been exposed. The veil has been lifted. They're the ones who should be in jail. They're the ones who should be facing trial, not Trump. 617, he's the only innocent man in the room. David in Salem, thanks for holding, David, and welcome.
Jeff, my pleasure. I've been able to listen to the whole show very clearly over my phone, and you've touched on so many different points, but I would like to just say what you just said sums up why we have to disenfranchise these Rhino Republicans. And I think the only sure way to do that is to go with a third party, period. You can't give them any wiggle room. You know, there's always some advisor giving the wrong information. That's when I hear that word, Trump's advisors, I get this feeling of dismay, you know, because he's gotten screwed by his advisors for the past 5 years and at all levels. So I think if he has a gut feeling, he wants to go with a third party. I put my faith in his gut feeling. I don't put my faith in any nameless advisors that he may have. And that's how I feel about that. But I have a question. Maybe I've missed something. Maybe you've discussed this on a show that I've missed. But why should he participate in this sham impeachment trial at all? Doesn't participation send a message that
it's legitimate?
Legitimate. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's a very. Oh, David, that's an excellent point. That's an excellent point. Now, look,
I would tell him just do something else.
You know, that's a very interesting point. Look, David, and thank you very much for that call. Look, I can just go by what I read. I can just go by what my source is and what I'm reading. So I can't go more than that. He does see this as an opportunity to make his case for that this election was stolen and that there was rampant election fraud. And he's asking his advisors, like, can they really be that stupid? Like, he's looking around like, that's a gaffe of monumental proportions, a huge mistake. So I think he's very tempted by doing that through his lawyers. But he hasn't ruled out the fact, no, it's illegitimate, it's unconstitutional, you don't have the right to do this. I'm not showing up. Literally, I'm not showing up. My lawyers are not showing up. And go ahead, make your little show trial. And then the Republicans have to vote. And that's it. We can end this thing in 2 days. That's a very viable option that Trump is looking at. In fact, you know what? I like that a lot. As a discussion, let me ask you, by in any way participating in this to defend his good name, to defend his honor, to defend himself from potentially being convicted and never being allowed to run again, should Trump participate or not participate in the sense that face his accusers and have a proper defense? Or is he giving legitimacy, in a sense, to a completely illegitimate sham impeachment trial and process. 617-266-6868. Rob in Milton. Thanks for holding, Rob, and welcome.
Jeff. How you doing, buddy?
Very good. How are you, Rob?
Hey, how do you like those the Democratic term limits that they put on Trump? First of all, let's stop wasting that time about a third party. We need to go in and clean our own party up. That's easier to do. We don't need a lot of time. And we force guys like Jimmy the Fake Lions to start something like, okay, Jim, what happened in our state regarding all these voting things? Let's get the true rolls. The Democrats need 240,000 illegals to become citizens so they can get another congressman. That's what they need. Number two, coming up on February 28th is the anniversary of the Biogen conference over in Long Wharf, where they infected over 300,000 Americans, those communists. And we've heard nothing from Whiskey Walsh and Charlie Faker Baker. The number one thing is they're doing this against Trump to hide the fact that the CCP, this was a bio attack on our country. And it affected, and by the way, Sandy, if you listen, you owe me an apology. I brought this up to you about 6 months ago when I said, when you look at the city of Boston, it affected certain zip codes, black and Latino. And if you look at that, that's who it affects. So she called me a racist. I didn't appreciate that, Sandy.
Hello, Rob. All right. Rob, please don't insult the executive producer. Sandy does great work. She has my back at all times. I know she has her own show on Saturday, and she has the right to her own opinions as a talk show host. Rob, call her up on her own show if you want to debate Sandy. But please, it's not fair to take shots at her when the poor woman is trying to produce this show and she's behind the scenes. You know what I mean? We got to make it fair. So she has a show every Friday, 5 to 7 here on WRKO. You listen to her. She's very sensible, very intelligent, extremely well-read. You disagree with something that she says or believes, you call her up on her show and you duke it out with her. But let's not use the show, my show, and then to go after Sandy. Because Sandy hasn't done anything, honestly, except come in at 3 every morning and put together 40, 50, 60 clips and help produce one of the best shows in the country. So come on, guys. Hands off Sandy Shack. 617-26. .9 here on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer. Jake in Gloucester. Thanks for holding, Jake, and welcome.
Yes, good morning, Jeff.
Jake, the floor is yours. Go ahead.
I said Gloucester, but that's why I was confused about Gloucester. Anyways, I want to thank you for being a voice of reason and why we still have this. But we've covered a lot of topics today, but it is we the people. And when I was on hold waiting, some of the things that you covered, or haven't covered, you started out with the voting machines. So we the people only have the right to make changes through our vote. But without that, and making D.C. and Puerto Rico states, and, H.R. 1 with the mail-in voting, we the people won't exist. We'll have no choice. And I do think, like the other calls, I don't think a third party would work. It has never historically worked. And that's really driven by the media. They won't get the coverage. They won't get the support. And we really need to focus on we the people. We had a president that cared about us. It would lead the charge. And the next question becomes what you covered within the storyline today is, why are these people, the Republicans, you said some of them are standing up, why are they so afraid? Why is everyone so afraid? We're living in a world that really does not represent we the people, and that's what the gist of it is. And just as a sidebar, where's former presidential candidate Liz Warren? She doesn't even represent this state. It's an embarrassment. There's another person that probably stole an election. But I'll let you go from there. And
Look, Jake, let me be brutally honest with you like I'm in the confessional. And I really shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it. The reason why so many Republicans, and they're good Republicans, in other words, they're conservative Republicans, they're Trump Republicans, if you and I sat down with them and just talked, let's say over coffee or over dinner, we'd be like, not, oh yeah, I agree. Oh yeah, I agree. Oh no, I agree. Oh, I completely agree. They'd be completely on our wavelength, but they're silent or they're semi-silent or they're kind of cowardly. And you're saying, what are they so afraid of? Because in all honesty, Jake, you have no idea how many death threats I get. I'm telling you, I have police officers, sheriffs who text me. I'm a humble man. I don't even like to talk this or talk like this because I don't want people to think I'm patting myself on the back. I'm just telling you the truth. They go, boy, you got, I don't know if I can say this, you got cojones. Let me clean it up. You got cojones. You got stones. I can't believe you're saying this. Aren't you afraid of getting killed? Aren't you afraid somebody's going to assassinate you? Now, my family, my sister, my in-laws, my wife, everyone is really concerned about my safety because they go, Jeff, you say things that nobody else says. We think it, but nobody else has the guts to say. Now, I don't know why I'm built like this. I'm not trying to make it about me, but I'm just trying to explain to you. What I love about Trump is I don't know what it is about him, but he's got the same thing. He is willing to say things that everybody is thinking and take all of the slings and arrows, the hatred, the vitriol, the potential that he's going to be utterly destroyed. Look, they're going to destroy his business. They're persecuting his family. They want to send him to jail. The man was a billionaire. He could have had, I mean, homes, mansions, Mar-a-Lago, golf courses. He's got a model for a wife. He's got, look at his children. Look at his grandchildren now. He could have sat back and said, hey, I don't need this. He had a, by the way, say, well, Jeff, he wanted fame. No, he had a reality TV show. He had one of the most successful reality TV shows in the history of the United States. He was everybody. He was a household name. And until he ran, no one ever said the word racist with Trump. Notice that. Before 2015, look it up. Go on Google. Look it up or whatever. DuckDuckGo. I don't use Google anymore. DuckDuckGo. Go on DuckDuckGo. See, white supremacist Trump, nothing. White nationalist Trump, nothing. Racist, neo-Nazi with Trump, nothing. They loved him. The Democrats loved him because he gave him a lot of cash. The Republicans loved him because he gave him a lot of cash. Everybody loved him. Now look at him. Look at him. So to go against that kind of a mob, that kind of a ferocious, hate-filled mob, I'm telling you, it's scary. It makes your life incredibly unpleasant. You're worried all the time. You're constantly on pins and needles. Are they going to kill my wife? Are they going to kill my children? Are they going to assassinate me? Are they going to take you off the air? Are they going to ruin you financially? Here, look, I'm getting now. Here, it's happening to us. Okay, I'm not just talking about me. Trump's, I'm getting email after email. Jeff, I was on Trump's contribution list. I gave money to his campaign. First time in my life, husband and I, now the IRS is coming after us. We've been audited. They're going back 10 years, 20 years. Here, I'll read it to you. And they want to continue auditing us for the next couple years. Now they're unleashing the IRS against all of their perceived enemies. So all of a sudden, you know what I'm getting? I'm now getting letters from the IRS. So I swear I wrote back. I said, it's funny because all I get now are letters from the IRS. So the reason why they don't speak out is because it's easier to be safe than to take a strong stand on behalf of your country. I'm sorry. Again, I'm not trying to present myself as a hero. I'm just being honest with you.
I thank you and applaud you for being that voice. So I pray the spiritual hedge of protection, because out of that realm, fear is the enemy. So shalom, be with you and your family. Put on the full armor of God. Protect this man and Donald John Trump. I rest my case.
Thank you, Jake. Thank you very much. Look, I mean, I don't like to talk about these things. These are very personal things. My grandfather spent a year and a half in a Nazi concentration camp and then 3 years in a communist concentration camp. He's the greatest influence on my life. I've met President Trump. I love President Trump. Don't get me wrong. The greatest man I ever met was my grandfather. He lost everything, everything for his convictions. And I always ask him, why? Why'd you do it? He said, I have to look at myself in the mirror and be proud. And he always told me this. Son, he called me son. Son, stand your ground. In life, stand your ground. Because this life, it's gone. It's fast. 60, 70, 80 years. It goes by so fast. But you have to meet your maker. And when you meet your maker, remember, that's for eternity. That's forever. He's going to ask you, what did you stand for? So this has been honestly what's driven me my entire life. And I have an incredible wife who supports me. God has blessed me with two beautiful children. And here I am. I can do no other. So I look at so many of these senators. Honestly, they're so wealthy. Even if they lost their careers, who cares? You'd live in luxury for the rest of your life. You live in the greatest, freest country in the history of the world. Show some guts. You know, George Washington risked it all. Alexander Hamilton risked it all. Thomas Jefferson, our founding fathers, they risked it all. All they did was risk everything. I mean, look, that's what made the greatest country in the history of the world. Where are our leaders today? That's why I back Trump. Because say what you want about him. Okay, he's got his flaws. No one's perfect. He's got cojones. He's got guts. He's got courage. He's got bravery. He's got a spine. He's fearless. And that's what this country needs. 617. And that's why I will follow him to the gates of hell and back. Because that's a leader and that's a president. Vic in Medford. Thanks for holding, Vic, and welcome.
I didn't think I was going to get on.
You're on, but Vic. The floor is yours. Please, go.
Well, I just want to tell you about what my opinion about the secret ballot and all that. The swamp. When Trump said he was going to attack the swamp, that was his downfall. If you're going to do something, you keep your mouth shut and you do it. But he came out saying, I'm going to drain the swamp. So that turned everybody against him. And the Republicans want the secret ballot too, Jeff. I'm sorry to tell you this. Because anybody, they've already sent the message out to the whole world. If you mess with the swamp, our little golden piggy bank, we're going to destroy everything about you. And we're going to destroy you, your friends, your family, everybody. This is a big message. And I'm telling you right now, it's not good because these Republicans are afraid to go against the swamp.
Vic,
how can you impeach a president that's already out of office?
Oh, you're dead on. No, Vic, you're dead on. Vic, I've only got a minute left. I want to quickly ask you this. Had Trump not publicly said, I'm going to drain the swamp, would he still have gotten all the support that he got to beat Hillary?
Yes. Yes. Yes, 100% yes.
Interesting. In other words, she's such a monster. I hear what you're saying. That's interesting. That's very, very interesting. Vic, thank you very much for that call. Okay, my friends, I don't know where the 4 hours went. Listen, there's going to be a lot more coming tomorrow. I want you to know this. There is a growing backlash now against cancel culture and censorship. I'm going to be talking about it. We're starting to win that battle as well.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.